So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Bird Show.
So we were just talking about the shortest amount of time from actually getting your driver's license to getting in your first accident. And it didn't take people nearly that long. I mean, there are some that got into the accident as they were taking the exam or while they had the instructor in the car.
Oh, no.
Do you remember how tight you were, though, when that instructor was in the car?
Oh,
I mean, white knuckling it, man. 10 and 2.
I never took any driver's ed. Driver's ed was Jim Dollar. And that was like... He had no problem, like, curling up like a ball if I was about to hit something right in the seat. Like, he was not compassionate about driver's ed.
I mean, it was Millie Pete that taught me to drive, but when I went in to the test and the guy got in the car with me, I said, well, what radio station would you like to listen to on our drive, trying to be cute? Mm-hmm. He said, we don't listen to the radio while we're doing this test. Oh, no. I was like, well, I think I just failed that one.
My guy smelled bad, and I couldn't think of anything else.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh.
He reeked of body odor.
That's awful.
Awful.
He must have had a day off of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Hey, Tim, good morning. You're on Q100.
It was the nerves. Hey,
how y'all doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Well, I actually wrecked the driver's ed vehicle.
Oh, no. How?
Oh, man.
Well, we pulled into a parking spot, and we switched drivers, and it was happened to be my turn. And I was basically petrified and nervous, and he told me to back out. He told me to look this way, turn the wheel this way, and we're going this way. So amongst those directions, I got confused, and when I backed out, I basically took out the whole driver's side of the car next to it on the right side.
Wow. Those cars must be insured for crazy amounts of money. You didn't have to pay for any of that, right?
No, I didn't have to pay for it. Actually, the other students that were in the car with me were kind of glad because it was fifth period, and we basically missed all of sixth period.
I can't think of a more stressful job than being a driver's ed teacher. When you're not the ones that where you're preparing them for the written test, but the driving test.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more stressful.
You got that brake on your side of the vehicle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why your guy stunk, because
he was so nervous.
Sweaty.
How do you think the guy, not the instructor, but the guy who gives the exam, is that the equivalent of the weather guy who gets sent out to the tornadoes?
The cubby reporter?
Yeah.
The rookie.
Like, are you the very bottom level of Department of Motor Vehicle employee? Like, when you start, you do that for a year and a half.
But you can't be promoted to that job.
And I'm assuming nobody volunteers for it.
Right. Like, who aspires to be that when they grow up?
Yeah.
Hey, Natasha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. My mother actually wrecked while she was taking her test.
During the test?
Yeah, during the test. She was, I think she was actually 18, too. She waited till she was 18, and it was in Kentucky. And you actually had to parallel park between cars on the side of the road, not cars.
Oh, yeah. Bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it in between the cars perfectly. And she was so excited that she, like, lost all composure.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking behind her to back up, but she did not put the car in reverse.
Oh, no. That is quite a feat. Your first successful parallel park. That's like a Super Bowl touchdown right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
Especially
is awesome.
Young, yeah.
And that's a victory that never goes away. I just was at Atlantic Station a couple days ago and zipped it in there with one try.
That's nice.
I was actually bummed that nobody was on the sidewalk or like around. And Jessica wasn't even in the car.
You're like, man.
I'm like, I just nailed that,
Didn't you say that you watched a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. Literally, we started timing it, and I think they were in the car. What did I say, like 14 minutes or something like that?
Oh,
literally.
No.
And she would not give up. Like, And I mean, I knew they knew we were laughing at him because we're sitting on the patio and just watching her back and forth and back and forth. And yeah, we literally started timing it.
I'll max out if there are people watching at three.
Yep.
Three tries and then I'm a fool and you know it, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And you
have like to part. 10 tries and she could not get it. and then the husband was in the passenger seat too. He was going nuts.
You have to find a parking spot that's out of their line of sight. You can't, you got to make them decide. You got to, in your mind, the people who are viewing you fail that.
Yeah.
Like when you take off, that you think that they're going, oh, his house must be on fire and he just got the call.
My problem is I do it and I'm all proud of myself. I get out and I'm like 5 feet from the sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah, I'm straight, but I'm a little far from the sidewalk.
You're in the road. Yeah.
I still can't pull it off if you go frontwards into the spot. I can do it backwards.
You got it back in.
But there are some people that have perfected the front ways, man.
No, you got it back
in. We got to talk to those people. I don't know how to do that.
That's improper parallel park.
No, with a little car like yours, you can pull it off.
I can't do it. I can't line it up right. Hey, Doug. Oops, my bad. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
At the DMV, I already had my license. I was going for the motorcycle test. And the guy standing out there, he's got his little clipboard. He's judging every little move we do. And on the motorcycle test, they make you get up to like 25 miles an hour and then stop on the white line as close as you can get to it. Well, I grabbed a little too much front brake.
Oh, no.
Flipped the motorcycle.
Oh, no.
In the parking lot, and I'm laying on my back. I jump up, and I ask the guy, did I pass? And he said, no.
Yeah. Not.
My guess is if you make the instructor run toward you to see if you're okay during the motorcycle test, you
test
didn't
over.
Pass.
Yeah. All right, last call here. Good morning, Samantha. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. I've never gotten in a car accident, so you may be wondering why I'm calling. I'm in a ditch. I got in my first accident while I'm listening to
all these crazy stories.
No! Getting into accidents.
Are you okay?
You just crashed your car?
I'm totally fine. I'm just sitting here waiting for a wrecker to pull me out, I was like,
hey, Samantha, do you want to play the role? Do you want to do a little role-playing and be hot, stranded Samantha?
Yeah, I was just jealous of all the adventures that they were getting to experience that I didn't, and so...
Be careful what you ask for.
You can be the...
So I just wanted to let y'all know. Thanks, Burt Show.
Congratulations on your first accident. Glad you're okay.
What road are you on right now? What road are you on?
I'm in Milledgeville.
She's not on a road, Burt. That's the problem.
She's in a ditch.
This is The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.